This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Iran's president says US threats and its blockade of Iranian ports are among the main obstacles to peace talks. Bad news for the hundreds of ships stranded in the Gulf.
I urge to prioritize de-escalation. Let's keep the seas open for trade and humanity. We, the seafarers, keep the world connected. Please protect us.
Meanwhile, our correspondent gets the views of real people in Tehran as they struggle to survive.
Iran doesn't think it lost that war for all of the destruction to its military capabilities, and it will not capitulate it because of the economic pain.
Billionaire Justin Sun sues Donald Trump's crypto investment firm after suffering hefty losses. A court in Moldova jails an oligarch and a former senior politician over the theft of hundreds of millions of dollars. And the monkeys of the Rock of Gibraltar start eating soil to counteract the ill effects of their junk food diet. First, the news.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian says the US blockade of Iranian ports, along with threats and a breach of commitments, are the main obstacles to genuine negotiations. He's also accused the US of endless hypocritical rhetoric. Meanwhile, the White House spokeswoman has said President Trump has not set a time for when the extension of the ceasefire he announced last night would expire. Tom Bateman in Washington has more.
The reality here remains that Donald Trump hoped that by starting this war, he could get a quick resolution to the issue of Iran's nuclear ambitions, and that has not worked. So now he's caught by the fact that the Iranians exerted the pressure in terms of closing the Strait of Hormuz, something that the president, by his own admission, was not anticipating. That's had this huge economic effect. Now he's trying to reapply pressure onto the Iranians to stop that with this naval blockade. So far, every time Mr. Trump tries to force his way through to get the Iranians to do what he wants, it's failing.
The Pentagon says the US Navy's top civilian official, John Phelan, has left the job. No explanation has been given for the sudden departure. Mr. Phelan had never served in the military before Donald Trump nominated him as Secretary of the Navy. He was a major donor to the president's election campaign. Lebanon's Prime Minister Nawaf Salam has accused Israel of war crimes after another Lebanese journalist was killed in the south of the country. Amal Khalil was hit by an Israeli airstrike while reportedly seeking cover in a house. Lebanese officials say it was a targeted attack. John Donison has more from Jerusalem.
We've got a ceasefire in place, but the truth is the fighting hasn't fully stopped. So every day, really, we have seen continued Israeli attacks on Hezbollah positions and, to some extent, Hezbollah fighting back. And we've got thousands of troops, Israeli troops, occupying large parts of southern Lebanon. Now, one indication of this continued fighting is we've had today the Israelis carrying out strikes. And during those strikes, two journalists were buried under the rubble.
A cryptocurrency venture co-founded by President Trump's family is being sued by one of its billionaire backers over allegations of extortion. Our North America technology correspondent, Lily Jamali, has this report.
In a lawsuit filed in San Francisco, Justin Sun accused World Liberty Financial of hatching a scheme to unlawfully seize crypto tokens he bought from the company for more than $40 million. He also alleges the company froze all of his tokens, blocking him from selling them. World Liberty Financial has denied wrongdoing, calling the allegations baseless. Mr. Sun revealed last year that he was the biggest holder of the firm's so-called Trump coin. The venture has drawn controversy from critics who say it enables the president to sell influence. The top U.S. securities regulator dropped an investigation into Mr. Sun last year once President Trump took office.
BBC News. The Ghanaian government says the South African authorities have launched an investigation into a spate of xenophobic attacks against Ghanaians living in the country. Several videos showing Ghanaians being assaulted in South Africa have gone viral in recent days. Protests and violence targeting non-South Africans have been increasing in the run-up to local elections later this year. Britain and France are expected to sign a deal on Thursday that will put hundreds more police and military personnel on French beaches to stop undocumented migrants from travelling on small boats across the channel. More than $800 million are due to be allocated. Seema Kotecha has this report.
This is a new three-year deal replacing the one made by the Conservative government that was due to run out. The number of French officers patrolling the beaches will increase from about 700 to 1,100. At least 50 will come from a police unit specially trained in crowd control tactics. There'll be new kit, including extra drones and helicopters, but funding could be withdrawn if the French don't stop enough people. Critics question whether it will make a difference when persistent migrants simply keep trying.
Sima Katecha reporting. Dozens of Israeli settler activists stormed over the border into Syria on Wednesday before being intercepted and returned by the Israeli military. The activists are demanding the right to colonise greater areas of Syria beyond the Golan Heights, which Israel seized in 1967 and is considered illegally occupied under international law. A 10-year-old girl on holiday in Wales has become the first person to discover a critically endangered species of Mexican salamander in the wild in recorded British history. Ellie Hill spotted the axolotl, which is native to just one lake in Mexico, hiding under a bridge. The family cut short their trip to take the injured animal back to their home, where it's now recovering. That's the latest world news from the BBC.